Chapter 4. A Shock for Marianne. The next morning, Mrs. Dashwood and Eleanor went out. Marianne said that she had something to do and did not go with them. When they returned, they found Willoughby's carriage outside the cottage. As they went inside, Marianne rushed out of the living room, looking very upset. Her eyes were wet and she ran upstairs. The others were shocked and went into the living room, where they found Willoughby with his back towards them. He turned round and they saw that he too looked very upset.
"Is Marianne ill?"
asked Mrs. Dashwood.
"I hope not," he replied, trying to smile. "But I think that I might soon become ill, because I am very unhappy."
"You are unhappy?"
said Mrs. Dashwood.
"Yes, I cannot have dinner with you today," said Willoughby. "Mrs. Smith has asked me to go to London on business. I have to leave immediately, and I have come to say goodbye."
"I hope that you will not be away for a long time," said Mrs. Dashwood.
Willoughby's face went red, and he replied,
"I will not be able to return to Allenham in the next 12 months."
"But we could invite you to stay here," said Mrs. Dashwood.
Willoughby's face went redder. Looking down, he said,
"You are very kind, but I do not know when I will be free to return."
Mrs. Dashwood and Eleanor were too shocked to speak.
"I must go," said Willoughby, and he quickly left in his carriage.
Mrs. Dashwood immediately went upstairs. Eleanor could not understand what had happened. It was very strange. She felt extremely worried. Perhaps Willoughby and Marianne were not engaged, or perhaps they had argued about something. Half an hour later, her mother returned and said,
"I think that I know what has happened, Eleanor. I am sure that Mrs. Smith does not want Willoughby to marry Marianne, so she has made him leave Devon."
"I think that you are right," replied Eleanor, "but I am surprised that he did not tell us why he has to leave."
"Marianne must think about her reputation. I am sure that she would not be so open with Willoughby if she was not engaged. But if they are engaged, why do they not tell us?" said Mrs. Dashwood.
"I think that they must be, because of the way they behave together. But they should tell us," replied Eleanor.
"I like Willoughby, but it is not a good thing that he has made Marianne feel so unhappy. He has to do what Mrs. Smith wants, but he should be more open and honest with us."
Marianne stayed upstairs until dinner, and then sat at the table with red eyes, not eating or speaking. When her mother touched her hand kindly, Marianne immediately started to cry and left the room. She did not sleep that night and cried for most of it. The next day, she did not talk and walked around the village of Allenham, remembering her time with Willoughby. In the evening, she played the songs that she and Willoughby had sung together, crying as she sang them. She continued to behave in this way, and after a while, she was just sad and silent. She did not read, and she went for walks alone. No letter came from Willoughby. One morning, Marianne agreed to go for a walk with Eleanor. As they were walking, they saw a man on a horse riding towards them.
"It is Willoughby!"
cried Marianne, rushing forwards. Soon, the man was nearer, and both sisters were extremely surprised to see that it was Edward Ferrars. For a moment, Marianne forgot that she was unhappy and felt happy for Eleanor. He got off his horse and walked with them to Barton Cottage. but Marianne was surprised that he was so cold. He did not show Eleanor any special attention. He did not seem happy and did not speak much. He was so different from Willoughby. Marianne asked Edward questions, and he told them that he had come from Plymouth, where he was visiting friends. Mrs. Dashwood welcomed Edward warmly and invited him to stay at the cottage. Although Edward began to behave more warmly, he did not seem happy. After dinner, Mrs. Dashwood asked him about his future. "I do not need a large income," he said. "I just want to be happy."
"Money is not needed to be happy," said Marianne.
"I believe that money is also necessary for happiness," said Eleanor. While Edward stayed with them, it was clear that he was unhappy, and he did not show Eleanor as much attention as before. One morning, Marianne left them in the room together, but he soon went out for a walk. Later, Marianne was sitting near him, and on his hand, she saw a ring with a piece of hair in it. Men often wore a ring with a piece of hair from a woman they loved.
"I never saw you wear a ring before. Is that your sister Fanny's hair?" asked Marianne.
Edward's face looked sad. "Yes," he said. Eleanor felt sure that it was her own hair in the ring, but did not know how he had got it. Marianne thought it was her sister's too, but was sure that Eleanor had not given it to Edward. He was quiet and serious all morning, and later Sir John and Mrs. Jennings arrived at the cottage. Sir John invited everybody to dinner the next evening.
"It would be better if Willoughby was here and could come too," said Sir John.
"Who is Willoughby?" asked Edward. Then he saw that Marianne's face had become red, so he started to talk about something different.